BBC News with David Harper. The French President Emmanuel Macron has told political leaders in Lebanon that they need to fight corruption and undertake reform in the wake of the explosion that devastated Beirut on Tuesday. Mr. Macron was thronged as he toured the Lebanese capital's shattered streets. Crowds chanted angry denunciations of their political leaders, whom they blame for the disaster. Workers in the Vietnamese city of Da Nang are turning a sports stadium into a field hospital to deal with coronavirus patients in the country's new virus epicentre. Vietnam was able to successfully contain the virus for months, but Da Nang has seen a surge in confirmed cases in the last few weeks. The main opposition candidate standing against Belarus's long-standing president, Alexander Lukashenko, on Sunday's election, has cancelled at short notice a major rally in Minsk. Svetlana Tikhanovskaya's team said they were not prepared to provoke people, given that the authorities had decided to hold another event in the same park at the same time. Mexico's food and beverages industry has condemned a decision by a Mexican state to ban the sale of junk food and sugary drinks to children. The Confederation said it will have a negative impact on the economy. For the 20th week in a row, more than 1 million Americans have filed for unemployment benefits as the coronavirus pandemic continues to take a heavy toll on the economy. About 16 million workers are still receiving benefits. Three Ugandans have sued the country's drug authority and the international organisation Mary Stopes after using what they say were defective condoms. They argue that as a result, one of them contracted HIV, another became ill with gonorrhea, and the woman got pregnant. The EU's Earth Observation Programme, Copernicus, says Arctic sea ice in July was at its joint lowest levels ever recorded for the month. It said it was nearly 27% down on the average extent recorded over the last four decades. BBC News.